We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Doug Deacon, Browns analyst, is coming up right now. Deek, how you doing, buddy?
Doing okay.
Deek, a lot of things in this game. I don't know. In the end, what stands out the most to you from this game? What cost them the game the most?
Well, I think the turnovers. I mean, they got 21 points off of our turnovers, and a lot of them were because we gave them a short field. And I think, you know, anytime you set somebody up like that, you know, you're asking for trouble.
You know, early on in the game, the Browns had this approach, Doug, to be aggressive. And obviously they were going for two. They got two out of three, so it worked out. They got 4 points instead of three. But in the end, you know, they decided to not be aggressive. What'd you make of, you know, that decision and even Hugh Jackson's comments today basically saying how, you know, he rolled the dice too much early and he said he got too close to Lady Luck towards the end?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes you played, you know, play not to lose, and I think,
right,
you know, that's, you know, one of those things. The thing I thought was interesting is I thought they gave Callaway a pretty good pretty full plate for a young player. I mean, he was running those jet sweeps, and they were, you know, trying to get the Raiders to move with them, and the Raiders just stayed at home, and none of them really had any success. And in the one down by the goal line, you know, it cost them an opportunity to, you know, get seven instead of three.
Yeah, and going, you know, on the fourth and inches at the end of regulation, you know, Hugh said he didn't even think about going for it. And, Deke, I get the old school mentality is you just punt in that situation. But the odds tell you on a fourth and inches that a quarterback sneak is like 90-plus percent chance of making it. Your defense had been totally gassed. I get it's a short field, but they still need to get a two. I say step on the throat and do it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, but if I guess, you know, it's the numbers say yes, but
yeah,
you know, when you're only what, one in 31 in the last 2 years, I think you sometimes you just hope that your defense is going to bail you out, and it didn't.
But I think if you play scared, you lose.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
how you keep losing.
No doubt, you can. I mean, even as a player, if you play not to get hurt, you're not going to you're going to get hurt.
Doug, I thought the loss of Terrence Mitchell was a huge loss, bigger than maybe we thought initially when he left the game, because it put the Browns in a tough spot, moving guys all over the place and moving T.J. Carey from inside nickel to outside and then putting Boddy Calhoun in the nickel spot. And guys hadn't really practiced a lot of this stuff. And how big a loss is that for the Browns going forward?
Well, I think it became pretty obvious that the depth at the cornerback position is, you know, something that is not as, you know, deep as you would have hoped it was going to be. And that's one of the positions they truly addressed in the offseason, trying to, you know, upgrade it between, you know, the draft of Denzel Ward and then picking up the four cornerbacks and the safety. I think that was one where, you know, this is a team that hasn't played together for a long time. And all of a sudden, you know, you're forced to put some people in there, and the coordination wasn't what it needed to be.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deke, overall, how would you grade out Baker Mayfield's performance?
I mean, I think, you know, the first interception, Callaway slipped down, something I think, you know, I was a little surprised because they went over and worked out at that hellhole the day before the game. So, you know, you should have an idea what kind of cleats you should be wearing. But with that said, the exchange on the between him and the center, you don't know exactly whose fault that was. But I got to believe there was, you know, he was trying to make a check down. And if that's the case, you know, the center can't snap the ball. He's got to be listening. Then the other two turnovers, I mean, the one that they hit him, so that's going to happen. But I thought, you know, he held his poise. I mean, and he moved the football. I mean, we put the points on the board to win. But, you know, the turnovers, they came back and bit him in the rear. But I'm not disappointed, you know, in how well he played on the road for the first time.
Man, he really looks special, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I mean, it's way too early to know for sure. But, man, he just can do things that the Browns haven't had a quarterback that could do things like him in a long time.
And he doesn't panic. I mean, when, you know, he gets flushed out of the pocket, he's looking down the field. and he's trying to make a play all the time. And his awareness of, you know, the pass rush is great. You know, he puts a lot of velocity on the ball. And the receivers really, you know, where they really helped him in his first game yesterday, they failed him early on. And, you know, there were some drop passes that, you know, were, you know, that normally you would think that, you know, Jarvis Landry is going to catch. You know, Callaway, you know, you don't know there because you haven't seen enough of him. You know, and we forget that this guy didn't play football for a couple years, and what a big part of the offense he was involved in yesterday.
Yeah, he certainly was. And look, I guess to some degree, I have to give Todd Haley some credit because he didn't give up on him, and he went back to him. And when they needed him most, he hit that 59-yard reception down to the goal line and got the Browns back in the game, obviously. But, you know, we'll see. He's a rookie, and they're asked a lot of him.
He's got some speed.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he can take the top off the defense, and, you know, that's just going to help up everybody underneath.
I totally agree. Doug Deacon is with us, a Browns analyst. Doug, we saw both of us, and Jimmy saw it yesterday too, the special teams. My goodness, the return game specifically, and it leads me, you know, we were talking about Callaway and his speed, and so they put him back deep and try him out. Then he nearly fumbles the football. So, you know, they got Peppers back. Peppers can't get 20 yards in a kickoff return.
Yeah, and a bad decision coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of hesitated, and then he decided to go, well, you know, I think your first thought is your best thought.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deke, you know, obviously the team's better, but in the end, the record is still just one win on the season, meaning, yeah, you know, if you have any designs on playoffs, you know, I mean, they've got to win 8 games still in their final 12. They're at home this week against Baltimore. Baltimore's 3-1. Do you like their chances?
Well, I like their chances to improve this year. I think, you know, they probably, you know, in the reality of the situation, considering all the new pieces and parts that they've brought in, they're probably a year away from really competing to be that playoff team. Although you look at Pittsburgh has fallen back to the pack. I'm not a believer that Cincinnati is a 3-1 team. So, I mean, the opportunity is there. It's just a matter, you know, how quickly they can become a football team where they play together and, you know, start eliminating mistakes and, you know, don't have to rely on, you know, just the quarterback to make all the plays.
Deke, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.